Welcome back to The Truth About the Market, where we cut through the noise and talk about what's really happening in aviation. Not the hype, not the headlines, but the truth. I'm your host, Jason Zilberbrand. I'm president of VREF. Over my career, I've appraised just about everything that flies, from Pipers to Gulfstreams, for clients that range from the FAA and SpaceX to celebrities, billionaires, global financial institutions, and some of the largest aircraft fleets in the world. I've also owned, operated, bought, and sold my own aircraft, so I understand these issues not just academically, but operationally and financially. And just as important, this podcast is sponsor-free. There are no paid opinions. There's no advertisers to appease and no incentive to soften reality. What you hear here is unfiltered because aviation doesn't reward spin and markets punish misinformation. And today we're talking about one of the most misunderstood and emotionally charged steps in the aircraft transaction, and that is the pre-buy inspection. If you've ever been around this industry long enough, you already know what happens the minute that the word comes up. Deals get tense, brokers get defensive, and buyers get nervous, and sellers, they often get offended, and suddenly what should be a structural financial transaction turns into a trust exercise layered with ego, urgency, and often unneeded market pressure. And here's the reality. There are two very distinct schools of thought in aviation. School number one, never under any circumstances should you skip a pre-buy. And then school number two, in a tight market, if you insist on a pre-buy, you'll lose the airplane. And depending on where the market sits, whether it's soft or balanced or overheated, both sides think they're right. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But here's what rarely gets discussed rationally: what a pre-buy actually is, and more importantly, what it isn't, and where buyers misuse it, and where sellers often weaponize it, and why so many disputes later trace back to a poorly structured inspection process at the front end. Because this isn't just about turning wrenches. It's about risk allocation, it's about contract structure, and it's about valuation, and ultimately, it's about protecting capital. In the end, you're almost always better off doing one, and let's unpack why. So, let's talk about what a pre-buy actually is, because a pre-buy inspection is not a ceremonial step in a transaction. It's a structured condition assessment. At its core, a pre-buy is designed to answer one simple question: what am I actually buying today in its current condition? It is a risk discovery exercise. It's not theoretical risk, not historical marketing language, actual documented mechanical and airworthy risk. It's also a negotiating tool, and it's not a weapon, although some buyers try to use it that way, but a mechanism to align price with condition. So when discrepancies surface, the value adjusts, and when condition is stronger than expected, confidence increases. That stabilizes the deal. And most importantly, a properly executed pre-buy acts as a valuation stabilizer. It protects both sides from asymmetrical information. It narrows uncertainty. It prevents post-closing surprises that can destroy goodwill, balance sheets, and often lead to unnecessary litigation. Now let's be clear about what it's not. It is not a guarantee of future performance or airworthiness. It's not a compliance reset that magically cures deferred maintenance. It's not a full annual inspection unless it is contractually structured to convert into one. And it is absolutely not a litigation shield. That distinction matters because when buyers misunderstand the purpose, or when sellers minimize its importance, the transaction stops being financial and starts becoming emotional. And that's where deals break. So let's talk about what it isn't. This is where buyers get burned, because too many people walk into a pre-buy inspection believing it's something it was never designed to be. A pre-buy is not a maintenance event. It's not a scheduled overhaul. It's not a refurbishment project disguised as due diligence. It's also not a warranty. No mechanic, no service center, no broker is guaranteeing future performance or airworthiness. Aircraft are complex. Components fail, systems age, metal fatigues. A pre-buy does not eliminate that reality or what could happen tomorrow. It is not a certification that the aircraft is perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect aircraft, especially in the pre-owned market. Every airplane carries history, wear, tear, deferred decisions made by prior owners. And it is absolutely not a promise that there won't be any future surprises. So what it is, and this is critical, it's a snapshot in time, a structured evaluation of condition on the specific day the inspection occurs. And that snapshot is only as good as three variables: the facility performing the inspection, the scope defined in the purchase agreement, and the experience level of the buyer's team managing the process. And that is it. If any of those three is weak, the snapshot becomes distorted. And when buyers confuse a snapshot with a guarantee, they don't just misunderstand the process, they're misunderstanding their risk. So let's talk about the two schools of thought. And let's talk about the tension, because this is where transactions either move smoothly or they start to fracture. And if they fracture, they fracture quickly. There are two very real schools of thought in aviation when it comes to pre-buys, and we talked about it earlier, and it really depends on which side you're on. And again, I mean, a lot of this just depends on experience. And as we said, you know, the first group believes you always do one. There's no exceptions. These are the conservative buyers. And I tend to be in that camp because the lender's underwriting the note and the insurer's evaluating exposure and the flight departments that have inherited enough maintenance surprises over the years to know that optimism is not a strategy. To them, this isn't emotional. It's just purely financial. And because an aircraft is complex and because it is unregulated and because it is a depreciating capital asset, engines have hours and cycles, and inspections come due on a calendar or on the hour, and corrosion events, they just don't announce themselves. They often are hidden. Avionics age, records tell different stories, skipping due diligence on multi-million dollar machines simply doesn't make sense. And then, of course, there's the other side of the argument, and that is, this camp usually emerges, well, I guess I should say it happens more often when markets tighten, because the inventory tightens, the inventory shrinks. So desirable aircraft, they move fast, and late model aircraft become scarce, and OEM backlogs stretch into years, and suddenly that leverage shifts and now language changes. And you're going to see things in the market like, we just completed an annual, or the logbooks are clean, or it's turnkey. And if you hesitate, the next buyer won't. And sometimes that's true. And in a hot market, insisting on a deep inspection can cost you the deal. We saw that years ago, right during 2020 and post-COVID. But here's the uncomfortable truth. If a seller resists reasonable due diligence, that's not noise, it's data. And in aircraft transactions, data matters more than emotion. This episode is powered by VREF, the trusted name in aircraft valuations and appraisals. Whether you fly a piston single or manage a business jet fleet, VREF keeps you grounded in data that matters. Visit VREF.com to know what your aircraft is truly worth before you buy, sell, finance, or insure. So let's switch the conversation now to the LOI and the purchase agreement, because that's really where deals are won or lost, because the pre-buy inspection doesn't start in the hangar when the work is beginning. It starts on paper before the deal is consummated. Most buyers think the battle starts when the aircraft arrives at the service center, and that just isn't true. It begins in the letter of intent, and that's assuming that you draft one. And again, I am a huge proponent of drafting a letter of intent. It not only provides a roadmap to the transaction that both parties agree to, but it really does allow a lawyer, if you're using one, which I highly suggest you do, to draft a proper purchase agreement based on the terms and conditions in the letter of intent. And one of those is the pre-buy inspection. Because by the time the inspection starts, your leverage has already been defined, right? That's in the LOI. A properly structured LOI establishes the economic framework of the transaction. It determines where the inspection will occur, how deep the review will go, who pays for what standards define acceptability, and how the deposit is handled, and under what circumstances a buyer can walk away. More importantly, it's going to state when that deposit goes hard, meaning it's non-refundable. That means you lose it if you walk. If those elements are vague, the buyer's negotiating power evaporates the moment the discrepancies are found, because ambiguity benefits the party who resists change. And then comes the purchase agreement, where precision matters even more. And this is where transactions either stay professional or they become super adversarial. The language defining airworthiness is critical. Are findings limited strictly to FAA-required airworthiness items? Or do manufacturer recommendations count? And what about buyer discretionary discrepancies? Condition items That single definition can shift six figures in negotiating exposure. Like that. Then there's the phrase everyone throws around. As is, where is. Many buyers misunderstand it. An as-is transaction doesn't eliminate the pre-buy. It limits the seller's obligation to correct what's discovered. That nuance changes the economic risk dramatically. And more importantly, you got to read the fine print in these purchase agreements. Almost every transaction under the sun is as-is, where-is. But don't confuse that with the terms that both parties are agreeing to, some of which involve the pre-buy inspection. So the last thing is acceptance, because acceptance rights determine whether the inspection creates leverage or simply produces information. Can the buyer reject the aircraft outright for any reason? Must the seller be given a cure period? Is there room for price adjustments? And often the case is yes to all of these things, but the documents are going to decide all of it. If you're using escrow, escrow is going to have copies of all of this, and they're going to wind up playing police officer if the transaction goes off the rails. So by the time the cowling comes off the aircraft, the outcome is already framed by what you've agreed to in both your letter of intent and your purchase agreement. So let's talk about the upside, the good. Because when a pre-buy is structured properly, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It brings clarity. A thorough inspection has a way of surfacing what marketing materials never will. It exposes corrosion that hasn't yet become visible in a casual review. It happens all the time, folks. It uncovers prior damage that may not have been clearly disclosed or even reported in the logbooks. It verifies whether the logbooks tell a continuous, coherent story or whether there's gaps that need explanation. And it often reveals undocumented repairs or aging components approaching mandatory replacement, or time-controlled parts that are closer to expiration than anyone realized. And often, it highlights deferred maintenance that may not technically ground the aircraft today, but absolutely affects ownership costs tomorrow. It confirms whether avionics systems actually perform as represented, and whether the ADs have been truly complied with, not just assumed. And none of this is dramatic, it's just disciplined. And financially, that discipline is going to stabilize the value of the aircraft. And from an appraisal standpoint, documentation and verified condition reduce uncertainty. When uncertainty declines, confidence increases. When confidence increases, pricing becomes more defensible. An aircraft that successfully clears a comprehensive, well-defined pre-buy doesn't just feel better to buy. It supports its value in a measurable way. It becomes easier to finance. Ask any bank if they take a pre-buy report seriously. They do. And it's also going to be easier to insure, and it's going to be easier to defend during future resale because you have a copy of that pre-buy report. On the other hand, when transaction skips structured due diligence, the risk just doesn't disappear. It just shifts forward. And in aviation markets, risk always shows up eventually in the form of price pressure. So let's talk about the bad, the uncomfortable part. Because pre-buys don't just uncover mechanical discrepancies, they expose human ones too. Inspections absolutely can kill deals. We see it all the time, not because the aircraft is necessarily unworthy, but because expectations collide, tension rises. And quickly, once findings start to roll in, sellers who have owned and maintained an aircraft for years can feel personally attacked, especially when discrepancies are listed in black and white. Buyers especially, first-time owners, they can spiral into worst-case thinking the moment corrosion or deferred maintenance is mentioned, and that can kill a deal. I've seen $1.5 million light jet transaction unravel over $40,000 in discrepancies that were discovered at a pre-buy, not because the numbers were catastrophic, but because neither side managed the psychology of the moment. I've seen buyers panic over cosmetic corrosion that had no structural impact. I've also seen sellers refuse to address clear airworthiness items simply because they felt the buyer was nitpicking. I've also seen maintenance facilities stretch beyond the agreed scope, creating massive friction by identifying items that were never contractually part of the inspection in the first place. Guys, that's a big one. It happens way more often than people think. You have got to control the maintenance facility. A pre-buy is not a blank check for a service center to do whatever it is that they want to the airplane. They've got to follow the contract. And this is where deals become emotional instead of financial. A pre-buy has a way of magnifying personality differences. It tests egos of brokers. It tests patience of sellers. It tests whether both sides understand that the goal is risk alignment, not victory. When expectations are misaligned, even minor findings feel major, and once distrust enters the conversation, every discrepancy becomes symbolic. The mechanical issues are rarely what destroys a transaction. It's the reaction to them that does. That's the part no one puts in the brochure. But every experienced buyer and seller eventually learns the hard way. And then there's the part no one likes to talk about at all. And this is where it gets really serious. It's the ugly. Because while some pre-buys create drama over small items, others uncover issues that materially change the economics of ownership. I've seen unrecorded damage that never made it into the blog books, structural repairs that were performed, signed off, and then buried in paperwork most buyers would never find without digging. I've seen incomplete engine logs where critical entries were missing, creating uncertainty around time since major overhaul. I've seen overhaul representations and listings that weren't fully supported by documentation when the records were actually examined. I've seen corrosion that wasn't cosmetic, and that corrosion affected structural components and directly impacted aircraft value. I've seen misrepresented time since overhaul that shifted remaining engine values by six figures. I've seen STC installations completed without proper supporting paperwork, leaving the next owner exposed to compliance risk. Look, none of these issues show up in glossy marketing sheets. None of them are going to be in the spec. None of them are going to be on controller. They surface when someone looks. And here's the hard truth. Without a properly structured pre-buy, those discoveries don't disappear. They just transfer to you. Once you close, the risk is yours. The cost is yours. The valuation impact is yours. The seller moves on. This is where experienced buyers don't view pre-buys as optional. They view them as capital protection. Because in aviation transactions, what you don't verify doesn't stay neutral. It becomes liability and it becomes your liability. From a banking perspective, this should not be emotional. It should be procedural. In the 21-22 cycle, buyers waived inspections. They waived contingencies. Deposits were wired within hours because supply was constrained and leverage favored sellers. In that environment, skipping a pre-buy was treated as a competitive strategy. That approach worked as long as values were rising. When markets normalized, those same aircraft re-entered the market carrying thinner documentation trails and unanswered questions about their condition. Those assets that lacked verifiable inspection history traded at discounts, not because they were necessarily defective, but because uncertainty introduces pricing pressure. Documentation history becomes part of liquidity. For a lender, this is straightforward. Aircraft are financed collateral. They are insured and audited and depreciated and stress tested. Residual value risk is real. Recovery strategy matters. Chain of title and logbook continuity, airworthiness status, major component verification, those are not optional administrative details. They're collateral fundamentals. At a minimum, a structured pre-buy verifies serial numbers on engines and major components, confirming configuration against records, validating that represents times that match that documentation, and confirms that that asset that's being financed is an asset that physically is present. Because without that step, a lender is relying solely on representations and blind lending. Banks do not skip collateral verification of real estate. They do not fund equipment without confirming serial numbers and condition. Aircraft shouldn't be treated differently simply because the transaction environment feels competitive. This is not about distrust. It's purely about risk control. And in secured lending, unverified risk becomes unsecured exposure. Collateral without verification is speculation, and speculation is not a lending strategy. If you're tired of guessing about aircraft values, try VREF Online. Real-time data, quarterly updates, and over 900 models at your fingertips. From residual value forecasts to depreciation trends, it's the platform trusted by every lender, insurance company, and broker worldwide. Subscribe today at VREF.com and start making decisions based on facts, not feelings. So there are circumstances where inspection structure can evolve to match market conditions. A pre-buy does not always need to be an open-ended event that disrupts momentum. It can be integrated with an annual inspection or narrowly scoped to material or risk areas such as engines and corrosion or a logbook review, or governed by predefined discrepancy thresholds to prevent immaterial findings from derailing negotiations in the closing. But those are structural decisions. Eliminating an inspection altogether is not structure, it's exposure. Waiving due diligence may accelerate closing and secure a competitive asset, but it increases uncertainty around condition documentation integrity, configuration accuracy, and forward maintenance liability. That uncertainty does not disappear after funding. It converts into financial exposure and ultimately into collateral volatility. Because do you really want to get on an airplane that you don't know anything about? Think about it. A pre-buy is not about distrust. It's about discipline. It's not adversarial. It's procedural. In capital markets, procedure protects value. If you are negotiating a letter of intent or drafting a purchase agreement and you do not fully understand how inspection scope, airworthiness definitions, cure rights, and acceptance language alter your exposure profile, you are not negotiating risk. You are assuming it. You are creating it. And assumed risk without verification is speculation. Aircraft, as I said, they're regulated, they're mechanical depreciating assets, and they're financed, and they're insured, and they're stress tested. It's fundamental collateral control. If you speed up and win a deal, the structure preserves capital, and in secure transactions, guessing is super expensive. Trust me, folks, I've seen it happen. It happens all the time. If you're evaluating an aircraft purchase or advising someone who is, this is a conversation worth sharing. Because a pre-buy isn't just a mechanical step in a transaction. It's a capital control mechanism. And too often, it's treated as optional until it's too late. This platform exists for one purpose: to analyze aircraft the way lenders, lessors, insurers, and disciplined operators do. As regulated, depreciating capital assets, not as lifestyle symbols, not as brokerage inventory, and not through a manufacturer narrative. Because risk matters, structure matters, documentation matters, and if you're entering a transaction and you don't understand how inspection language and acceptance standards and due diligence scope affect your financial exposure, you need to pause. And you really need to get clarity before you wire any money. Because in aviation markets, mistakes are rarely small and they are rarely inexpensive. If you enjoyed this episode, I appreciate you taking a moment to support the show. Leave us a review. Share the episode with a colleague or a client. Follow the podcast so you don't miss upcoming discussions on aviation finance and valuation risk and macro forces shaping asset markets. And remember, when you need accurate, defensible, and data-driven aircraft values, there's only one name in the industry to trust. That's VREF. Visit VREF.com to get started today. I want to thank you for listening. I am Jason Zolberbrand, and this is the truth about the market. Until next time, fly safe and stay smart.